This is KCUR 89.3. Finn Bullers, a champion of disability rights, unexpectedly died Sunday of complications related to pneumonia. He was 52. For many years, he was a reporter at the Kansas City Star, where he covered Johnson County government. KCUR's Dan Margulies has this remembrance.
I first got to know Finn more than 15 years ago when we were both reporters at the Kansas City Star. He was a heck of a reporter and writer. There were lots of good reporters and writers at the Star back then, but none of them had to deal with the daily hardships that Finn did. He had a progressive neurological disease called Charcot-Marie-Tooth. It affected his coordination, and Finn needed crutches to get around. Reporters tend to grouse a lot, but I never heard Finn complain. He went about his business like the rest of us, until he couldn't. In 2009, his condition worsened to the point where he was forced to give up his job. But Finn was a battler. He gave up his job, but he never gave up on life. The same passion that he brought to bear as a reporter, he now brought to bear as an advocate for the disabled. Here he is during an October 2013 interview with my KCUR colleague, Alex Smith. His voice is high-pitched because his condition by then had affected his vocal cords, and he needed a ventilator to breathe.
I never led my life thinking there was limits or boundaries and that there were things that I could not do.
After Kansas privatized its Medicaid program and renamed it CanCare in 2013, Finn learned that the private insurance company that oversaw his care planned to reduce his round-the-clock care to 10 hours a day.
It's essentially like the state is saying, you've got four apples that you need to have to survive, and we're willing to give you one apple.
The CanCare folks didn't know it at the time, but they'd stirred up a hornet's nest. Finn was in a wheelchair by then, but he was relentless in fighting to get his benefits restored.
People like to describe people in wheelchairs as being confined, and I take quite the opposite view, that it's actually a sign of liberation.
Finn raised such a ruckus that CanCare pretty much backed down. But Finn wasn't just an advocate for himself. He was just as zealous an advocate for others. Here's Rocky Nichols, executive director of the Disability Rights Center of Kansas.
He was a really great person and someone who stood up to the powerful and spoke truth to power. And in this day and age, that's something that's pretty rare.
Less than a year ago, Finn joined a long list of Kansans asking Kansas lawmakers to expand Medicaid. Making the trip from his Prairie Village home to Topeka to testify wasn't easy for him, but he never would have considered not going. More recently, he found himself battling once again with his CanCare managed care provider, which rejected his plan to live in a Prairie Village apartment, have a skilled nurse tend to him, and lead a quality of life that he said was guaranteed him under the law. In a characteristically defiant and eloquent email he sent to reporters in December, he wrote, quote, "So I'm taking a stand, rejecting placement in a nursing home, as is my right, and by doing so, hope my situation will shed light on a failed CanCare managed care plan that creates factory-line health care indifferent to the quality of life needs of the individual. When I saw him a few months ago, it was at a dinner function. I ran into him in the parking lot after the event had concluded. His caregiver was with him, as were his two young children, Alora and Christian. He lit up when he saw me and launched into a conversation about CanCare, the Affordable Care Act, and other health issues near and dear to his heart. I didn't know it then, of course, but it would be the last time I'd see him. He contracted pneumonia, and that huge heart of his finally gave out on Sunday. R.I.P., my friend. Your cussedness will be missed." For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.